Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, and we have got a full house today. We've got Don and Ayla here.
Hello.
Good to see you guys, and we have lots of fun stuff to talk about. We've got, we talked a little bit about off-air, snow, lots of it out west, but what's going on with that? Little rescues going on there, and how you can make 70 grand a year fishing for invasive species. Kind of cool. That and more when we return.
For the angler that has everything, or just thinks everything, grace your palm with the feel of a custom fishing rod made to your specs from Patriot Custom Rods. It will soon become a cherished tool in your hand, providing the sensitivity and feel you have long dreamed of. Patriot Custom Rods are specially designed to your species of fishing, rod weight, colors, grip type, and length. Treat yourself or someone else to a Patriot Custom Rod. Find us on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have to say, my tours and travels this week, it was a nice warm climate.
Yeah, I don't want to hear about it.
Really?
Well, it's this week, it's like at least every other week you're down there. It's, you're like, we're supposed to feel really good for you.
Well, I have to say, one of the things that was kind of a highlight, doing some of this testing, sea trials, we were heading out right near one of the power plants that's right in the Tampa Bay area, and manatees were everywhere.
Ooh.
I mean, it was awesome. You know, these things are like...
They're big.
Monstrous.
Yeah.
I mean, just huge, and you see them coming in and out because the warm water.
How do you avoid them so you don't...
They stay pretty much out of the channel for the most part. They just scoot along the edge of it, and you go slow. As soon as you see them, you just slow down. And
yeah. I mean, you wouldn't want to hit one for a lot of reasons.
No.
Mostly, you don't want to hit one to injure one.
No.
They're like big puppies.
Yeah. They're large.
Yep.
I wouldn't refer to them a puppy.
Kind of cool.
Yeah, very cool. Herbivore. That was kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, but fun to watch. And, you know, I started coming back, sitting at the airport, and started pulling up files, and I thought, that's right. Next week is the boat show. It didn't even dawn on me.
In Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Yeah.
Well, they're starting to happen all over. They've already happened in New York. That's already happened.
I'm sure they're all over the Midwest.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, so I thought, you know, I need to bring up a couple points. And one of the biggest things that we had used to have questions on was electronics and is electronics. And, you know, so buying a boat, right, Don? I mean, you know. I mean, you think you want, I don't need very much. I'll take a 7-inch screen and that's plenty. And then you get in it for half a year. And then what happens, Don?
You upgrade. and it's more costly, by the way.
Yep, exactly. So if you think you want, we don't need much of a graph, understand that one of the big things that people, they don't get is, I'm going to put a graph on the dash, I'm going to put a graph, man, I don't need one at the bow, right? Do not skimp or otherwise with the graph at the dash. Whatever brand you want to go with, Garmin makes a great unit, Hummingbird makes a great unit, Lowrance makes great units. The important thing is that when you have a dash unit, whether it's at a tiller boat or it's a console boat, you have a situation where odds are you're going to split the screen, meaning you're going to have sonar on one side, you're going to have GPS on the other, and now you can add side imaging and down imaging. So now you have potential to have four quadrants on that screen if you have a big enough screen. Not that you need to have the down imaging, but I will say one of the most useful tools that you can have at your disposal these days is going to be sonar, GPS, and down or side imaging. The side imaging, the clarity, what you can get, and the what it does is open your eyes to what's going on with the fish, and you can mark fish and figure out what's going on very quickly. And whether you're fishing pike shallow, we do it down the river, you can see them 80 feet out. You're like, ah, there they are. They're right near an inlet into a body of water, or they're by a weed edge, or they're by a drop-off. You can see where they're at. So understand going in, most every single time that I've been dealing with people that may want a graph that's maybe a 7-inch, go with at least a 9-inch graph. I will tell you that right now.
Well, in my case, the unit size is the same for a 9 and a 10, in Hummingbird anyway.
Yep. And the internal screening is going to be different.
So I chose to go with the 10 just to have extra large. The other piece of advice I would offer, and you can agree with me or disagree, is if you're going to end up with one unit, to buy the most advanced one you can. Because anything you add or network in your boat after a later date, you need to have the main brain.
To have that connectivity.
Yep.
And I think it's also, it's a good point, Don. You know, you're having the ability to connect is nice because you can share waypoints at that time. So if you have a graph at the front or at the back, you save a waypoint, then it shows up on the other screen as well. So if you're driving and you save one up front, you know exactly where you were when you're fishing, and that translates. So now you can see what's going on. Same thing holds true with what I call milk run. When you start looking at waypoints where fish are at, mark these fish you're catching, because they'll suddenly paint a picture of what's going on. It develops an image in your mind. It tells you what the fish are doing, and then you start looking for spots that are similar to that. It's like, oh, this makes sense. Or you eliminate water the same way. Nothing here. All right, nothing to see here. Drive it with a graph, and you continue on. So,
you know, if you've got the GPS in the unit, it's such a nice thing. I've been up.
You have to have that. That's a given.
You're right. You know, I was in a camp up in Canada, and I was going into some water I hadn't been in before, and the camp owner, he just jumped in my boat, and he just put waypoints in this water to go to, which is really nice. And some guys are really nice like that, and then there's guys like you.
Yeah. Well, I can't give away all my secrets. The second part is also get a chip of the best detail you can for the unit that you have.
Right.
The hydrographic mapping chips are a secondary unit. They do come on some of these. They have internal mapping, but the secondary chips are by far more detailed in 1-foot contours, and they are exceptional, as well as learn the secondary mapping that is on those. That's a huge deal. So catch on to that, and you should be well on your way. So
yeah, and they have chips for just about every body of water you're probably going to fish, and then some.
And they do have for Canada now in many, many cases, so that's a big thing that they didn't have. So just be aware of that when you go shopping. Understand that there's going to be things you're going to buy a boat. This isn't obviously the sports show, but understand some people are going to offer these on boats, and understand that you may say want to upgrade. And
right.
Feel free to definitely do that. So, boat show time frame, man. It's happening.
Yeah, happy shopping.
Well, stay tuned. We're going to be back with more Valley Outdoors right after this.